Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We talk about student loans and debt forgiveness. It's still on the Biden agenda, it appears, although they still haven't done anything about it. Maybe they won't. Maybe you're not going to get that $10,000 of student debt forgiven. But I know a lot of you are saving money not on payments. You're just keeping the money in the bank because you're waiting for $10,000 to go away. Ray Kaplan from Kaplan Law's in our studio. Still probably good advice, right?
Absolutely. I think right now that's the way to go. The way to go is basically just sit tight and see. That's what we're advising all of our clients who have been
really,
you know, $10,000 to $20,000 range. Yeah, let's just wait and see. Because we have a couple clients who are kind of anxious to get it off the books. We're just saying, just wait. Let's just take advantage of the forbearance right now and just wait and see what they do. I think that if there's going to be forgiveness, they're going to have to pass it before the midterm elections. Because if they lose the election, and maybe they lose the House or one of the bodies, then it might not get through at all.
And the Biden administration is still waiting for guidance on whether or not the president can do it by himself without Congress's help.
Correct.
Better if he passes the ball to the House and they do it and the Senate passes it. But you're right, if the House flips or if they don't have enough members, then maybe it doesn't happen without an executive order, and we don't know if he can do it.
Right.
So we're all in that waiting game right now.
Exactly.
Okay. You told me a story about one of our listeners that reached out to you, Ray, who between two students was going to end up borrowing $180,000 to get them through school.
Correct.
Sounds like a lot of money. It's not an uncommon story for two kids going to good schools in America right now.
$30,000 or so a year for tuition and cost of living. So it's about the norm. It's actually a little under some of the other schools.
They reached out to you and what happened?
Well, so what we're going to do is it's so important to do some financial planning before you go ahead and take out these loans. So if the father had taken, he was the breadwinner. So if the dad had taken out the loans, then they would have been looking at larger monthly payments that would have been around $700 a month. But with some financial planning and the right strategy, the mom is actually going to be the Federal Parent Plus loan borrower, and then the monthly payment is going to be zero over 25 years.
I'll get to that in a second. The note you sent me said that he makes about $70,000 a year.
Right.
She's a waitress. She makes $10,000-$15,000.
Right. She's a part-time waitress and she doesn't plan on going back to work. So that's what we really need to flesh out during these consultations.
So for the purposes of the loan, they put it in her name and then it's somebody borrowing money who doesn't make that much. So it minimizes the payment.
Exactly.
So if they had done it in his name, how much would they have paid?
Oh, I think it was something over $300,000 over 25 years.
$323,000.
Right. So you take out $180,000, you want 25 years to repay it, you're going to end up paying about $323,000 back if the wrong borrower takes out the money.
Which, think about that, $180,000, $323,000, so you almost doubled.
Right.
With the interest payment, the total amount due.
Right. Now, there are other ways around that. Let's say that the mom wasn't able to be the Federal Parent Plus loan borrower because they are loosely credit-based. So if you have some really bad things on your credit, you might not be qualifying for these Federal Parent Plus loans. So let's say that the father had to take out the loans. Then we can get creative as well where we might want him to be the Federal Parent Plus loan borrower. And then maybe he's one of the rare exceptions. We want to turn that federal loan into a private loan. This is a rare exception because, you know, I really advocate for federal student loans. And very rarely do I want people to turn them into private loans. But this might be a rare exception where if the father had to be the borrower, that he should refinance, turn it into a private loan, pay it off quickly with less interest.
Hmm. But if it's in her name and they do qualify for the Parent Plus loan, their credit's good enough, then the total amount they pay on the loan, on the $180,000 they borrowed, the note you sent me said over 25 years, comes to $590.
Yes.
Not a month, not a year.
Nope.
Total.
Total.
So in other words, sometimes they didn't have to make a payment at all.
Yes. For many years, she was not going to have to make a payment
at all. Based on her income.
Based on her income.
That's the way the rules are written.
That's right.
Okay. That's crazy. As I say, when I talk about you, I say, if you've borrowed money, you need to know the rules that can help you. But if you're about to borrow money, that's even more critical.
That's when it is so critical.
And whose name do you borrow it from, whom, how much?
Right.
Speaking of spaceships. So when Ray and I don't talk about student debt, we found out that she and Jeannie, a friend of ours, and I, Jeannie
mostly
works here
Jeannie.
At WL, but mostly you, are like total spaceship heads. You read that New Yorker piece, How the Pentagon Should Start Taking UFOs Seriously,
of
right?
Of course.
It's this long dive into the history of UFO sightings and reporting. 1950s, we took them seriously.
Right.
In the last several years, it's been the stuff of a Saturday Night Live skit. We make fun of those people. But now, I don't know why, the government is going, yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there. We can't explain it. They're releasing videos, aren't they?
Those videos are bananas. When you look at... When you can listen to the audio of Air Force pilots and Navy pilots trying to get a lock on these things that are going faster with no evident means of propulsion, it's not grabbing air, it's not making noise, there's no heat signature, and you can see that the pilots are freaked out by it and they're trying to get a lock on it. And these are things that they say, you know, make right angle turns super fast. It's really fascinating. I mean, and there are enough of these out. There was the one incident at the USS Nimitz. That was the Commander Fravor video. And I just thought that that was so fascinating because there were so many witnesses. And the guys who were, the pilots were witnesses. The radar guys were witnesses.
That was the
one
in Great Britain?
No, that was the one off the coast of
San Diego. Right.
And the crazy thing is that they saw something in the ocean.
They saw it actually go into the ocean.
Go into the ocean, yes.
Take a dive.
That's right.
You know, so you and I giggle about this, but what's your take on this? Because the point is, serious people are starting to take it more seriously.
Yes. Well, I was listening to Christopher Mellon. He was on some show recently. He was a former director of National Intelligence, and he said that they are taking it seriously now. They've even renamed it aerial phenomenon, unidentified aerial phenomenon, to kind of remove the stigma because they do want to be able to talk about it without that stigma attaching. And he said that it's very unlikely that it's something that the Russians or the Chinese have because we spend $70 billion a year in our intelligence spying on those countries to make sure that they are not anywhere ahead of us when it comes to technology. So he said it's probably not them.
That's been one kind of explanation in the past as well. It's not the Martians, it's the Russians or the Chinese. But there's no way they could be that far ahead of us. In fact, there's maybe no way that is even possible by our understanding of the mechanics here on Earth.
Right.
Stuff just can't do what these pilots are seeing. Interesting point in that New Yorker story. They said the most trained observers of these phenomena in the world are military pilots and officials. This is what they do.
Right.
Right. So when you've got the Navy guys going, don't know what that is, but that wasn't a cloud.
Right.
Then that's something.
Well, also, their job is to make sure that the airspace above the United States is secure, right? And we kind of think like, well, you know, we're the United States. There's nobody sneaking into our airspace undetected. And apparently that's happening with some regularity, which is a little nerve-wracking to me.
The thing I liked about that story, too, is it didn't say, okay, then where are they from? Or how did they get there? Or why are they here? It doesn't, I mean, those are good questions, but those are almost beside the point now. The point is, first of all, are they not of this earth?
Right.
And after that, we can answer all those other questions.
Right.
But are they not of this earth? And it makes the compelling case that it's hard to explain some of this stuff, that it doesn't look like it's from here.
Yes. And that guy, Christopher Mellon, said that even after that article in the New York Times that came out not that long ago, where they discussed the Pentagon program to study these things, none of the members of Congress asked for briefings on it, which is also a little strange.
I think because some of them are afraid that if you're the guy looking for UFOs, but Harry Reid and a couple of others have surfaced where they said, okay, debrief me. Tell me what you know. If nothing else, is a matter of national security or intelligence. I'm out of time. Do you have any other things to say about UFOs?
No, other than Bill Clinton was kind of funny. I think he was on some late night show, and he said that was one of the first things he asked about.
When you get to be president?
Yes.
I get to know all the secrets. Do you have the Area 51?
Where
yes
are the
or
aliens?
No.
Right.
All right, Ray, let's talk more about student loans down the road and other things off of this earth next time you come in our studio.
I'll keep you posted.
Your website is?
Financialrelief.com.
Financialrelief.com for your questions answered about spaceships and also student debt.